Well, you hear me talk about Patriot Foods here on the program, and I've been doing a kind of a deep dive into the American farm and the American farmer recently, working on a project I'll tell you about sometime soon. But the fact of the matter is, American farms by the thousands are going out of business every year. They're going away because of the influx of imports. You know, NAFTA and some of these trade deals sounded great to Bill Clinton and so forth, but they have destroyed the American farm because things are getting pumped into this economy and put on the shelf that American farmers can't compete with. Plus, you got subdivisions and farms getting plowed through and so on and so forth and bulldozed. Joining me, Adam Lalonde from PatriotFoods.com. Adam, always good to see you.
Yes, good morning, Steve. Good to be on.
One of the things you and I have talked about a lot is the fact that you've watched your neighbors go out of business because you're a blueberry farmer, for people that don't know. You create some of the greatest blueberries in the world. Three big states for blueberries. Michigan, where you live, West Michigan, is one of them. You're not too far from Lake Michigan. The temperature is great. But whether it's blueberries or apples or asparagus, farmers along there that make all of these different crops here in America are getting crowded out by cheap imports, and they just can't compete. And it is destructive not only to the farmer, but to this country.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. It's unbelievable. The Canadian blueberries destroyed our markets again this season. And, you know, Mexico, Peru is on our dance floor right now. Michigan still has blueberries, by the way, to let your viewers know. And the Peruvian is just coming in, and the tons and tons and tons of pounds. You can't compete. They have cheap labor across the board.
But it's not because, let's be clear about this, Adam. It's not because it's a better product coming from Peru or anywhere else. It's just cheaper. They have different regulations. They have people working down there for next to nothing. They don't have the government oversight. Oftentimes in places like Mexico or Peru, they're irrigating fields with God only knows what because they can use water sources that are basically open creeks and, frankly, sewers. I mean, that's the truth, isn't it?
That is the truth. I mean, why don't we buy bottled water from Mexico? a little humor there, right? So the food safety is a big concern, but the biggest concern is, Steve, it's putting the American farmer out of business. And again, I say this many times on your show, you put the American farmer out of business, and we have to outsource our food and rely on other countries. It gets pretty scary. And that is the bottom line. We need to read our labels on the shelf. Patriot Foods is in many stores as we speak. You see my brand in your stores. It's a Michigan farmer. It's a blueberry farmer that needs help. Buy two, buy four. Support us. Help us out. Read your labels. Love your country. More important than ever, these farmers need help. There's no doubt about it.
Well, sure. I mean, I can tell you where I grew up. I'm sure it's true where you are. A lot of farms, excuse me, that I used to drive by are now subdivisions, or they're just empty, you know, grown over fields because they've moved on. The number of people farming is getting smaller every day. And if you don't milk, you know, 1,000 cows, you're not going to make it. If you don't have 10,000 acres, you're not going to make it. That's true in a lot of different places because the giant farms are taking over. Plus, foreign investment. China's coming in and buying up farms. China's coming in and buying up the means of production. When I say that, Smithfield, largest meat packager in America, owned by the Chinese since 2004. These are things people should be talking about, aren't they?
Absolutely, because they can control your market. They can control the rancher's market, and it's a big monopoly. They can control a lot of things. When you own the processing plants, you really control the farmer, and it's scary. It's scary. The Chinese are very intelligent people. So are we. But we need to get our agricultural back.
Well, let me ask you this. There used to be some protection for American farmers. The government used to protect America, but then you get the North American Free Trade Agreement. You get these other trade deals with the Pacific Rim and other places. Next thing you know, all of the protection for the American farmer, and this is about national security. Now, make no mistake, to me it's about national security because we saw and have seen and continue to see through this pandemic supply chains being interrupted, Things are not on the shelf. Well, that's all fine. Well, if I can't buy a shovel or I can't buy a new truck, all right, I can buy a used shovel or a used car. I can't buy a used sandwich. I can't buy a used salad. So if the food doesn't end up on my table, that is truly a national security issue. Yes or no?
Absolutely, 100%. Look at all the vessels on the water right now that can't get unloaded. I mean, this country is in bad shape right now, and I'm afraid it's going to get worse. That's a whole nother conversation. But food is important, right? I mean, clean water is important. And it's so important to support your American farmer in so many different ways. I'm sounding the alarm. My company is sounding the alarm because we're being affected. Our business is suffering greatly because of these imports. And we're sounding the alarm. We need the American people to read their labels. And when they support Patriot Foods, Steve, we always give back. Every sale, we contribute back to a veteran family in need. And it's a great program, and it's working. It's working very slowly, but it's working. And we're fighting back, sounding the alarm. The U.S. farmer needs help. Every state needs help. When your state is in season, pay attention and support your state. It's so important.
Yeah, just find out what's in season, whether it's apples or blueberries or peppers or watermelon, whatever it might be. Could be corn and beans. Support your farmers down the street. Stop at those roadside stands. Stop and buy the local stuff. Buy American. PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com. Like Adam just said, if you spend $100 more, it's delivered free anywhere in America. They help out military families in need. They do everything they can, and they've got U.S. Farm Hub, so you can find out exactly who the farmer is that grew your corn or your beans or your blueberries, and you can find out a lot more. Adam, I got to leave it right there. Again, it's patriotfoods.com. Go there right now. It's free to look. You can get Amish meats and cheeses, great steaks, great produce, all American made, all at patriotfoods.com. Adam, thank you.
Thank you.
Governor Whitmer wants Line 5 shut down, with no plan to replace the essential energy it delivers. That means a shortage of millions of gallons of fuel every day. It's vital energy that heats homes, fuels transportation, and drives our industries. If Line 5 shuts down, struggling Michigan families and small businesses will face higher energy costs. If Line 5 shuts down, then what? Take action at Enbridge.com/supportline5.
It's time for you to hear the truth. It's time for American history to be told straight, because American history is at a crisis point. Join me and Hillsdale College in the great American story, A Land of Hope. It's Hillsdale's new free online course, and it explores the history of America and her greatest triumphs and achievements, as well as our shortcomings and our failures. The free online course is an unbiased study of American patriotism. Join me at GruberForHillsdale.com, GruberForHillsdale.com.